Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Just Jill, where I talk about all things metaphysical, spiritual, energetic, and in between. I dive into the subjects of psychopomp, psychic work, shamanic work, shamanic healing, mediumship, Reiki, past life regression therapy, and beyond. I'm back. I've always wanted to do that on one of my recordings. I'm back, hello. Sort of like the spooky, you know, what is that? Poltergeist or something? She's back. All right, I've worn out that joke. Anyway, hello. Many of you have asked me, when are you going to do another Just Jill podcast? We really want to hear from you. And here I am. So I have a lot of content that I'm sort of queuing up that I would love to talk about, whether that's here on my podcast or on Instagram or Facebook or any of the other platforms. So many of you may know that I used to broadcast on Periscope, and Periscope is coming to an end as of March 31st. And so I have been trying to figure out where I'm going to be live streaming, and I'm still working on that. It will likely be Facebook and Instagram. I do a meditation podcast, which I have some meditations on Insight Timer. I don't have a lot over there. Most of my meditations through Anchor, and not sure if I want to go live through Insight Timer, but that's just a little update on where things are at. So you that are listening are up to speed if this is the only place that you find me. So it's been an interesting year, just in general, a year. I started Just Jill podcast while we were in this sort of stay-at-home orders, lockdown, quarantine, whatever it is that you want to call it, while COVID amped up and you know, spread through the United States and the world. So I thought, well, this might be a good time to launch Just Jill. And I did, to talk about some of the experiences I've had over the years with the metaphysical realm, whether that be Reiki or mediumship, past life regression, all of it, shamanism. So some of the things that I've experienced over the years come up in stories with clients, they come up with in stories with my family and friends or people that remember, oh my gosh, I remember when you were just starting and these things would happen. And as I was getting ready this morning, Spirit was very loudly talking to me as they tend to every morning, as I'm, you know, just kind of tuned in and listening while I do the routine, you know, get your coffee and you shower and you do your hair and you do all those things. And one of the things that was so loud this morning was about the word weird. I kind of chuckled to myself, like, really? You want me to talk about that word? Yes, we want you to talk about the word. And so here I am. I'm going to be talking about this word. This word, I feel like it should just be banished. When you talk about metaphysical work, the word weird should just no longer be used. Just don't use it. You know, maybe use the word strange phenomenon, maybe something like that. When I was listening this morning to Spirit and having these, you know, conversations with higher self or my guides, you know, we tend to use Spirit as like a general term because I don't often know who I'm talking to. I don't know if I'm talking to my higher self. I don't know if I'm talking to a guide. I don't know if sometimes if I have an angelic being that's coming in and just deciding it's going to impart wisdom on me. I know that what comes into my energy field and how to discern, you know, as people label it good or bad, I don't tend to put labels on things like that. But this morning they wanted me to talk about the word weird. Okay, here I am. I'm going to talk about the word weird. So in the beginning, when I started coming into my awareness of my abilities, my truest self, my authentic self, my impact on the world, what it could be, I would have various experiences, as many of you that are listening have or will have as you come into your authentic state of being. And I would talk about these experiences and I would often say, I know it's weird, but this is... And I've chosen not to say that anymore. And I don't want my students to say it anymore. And in fact, you listening, I don't want you to say it anymore. You can do whatever you want. I'm just imparting my wisdom here. The little bit that I have. Instead, use the word, my experience has been, blah, 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 blah. My experience with spirit has been, da, 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 da. I was in class on Monday, and I was listening to my students, and they're doing the most amazing work, difficult work, healing work. Healing work is not, you come into this awareness of self and you have a shift and you experience an awareness of pain that has been caused to you and pain that you have also inflicted, and you have to balance that. And it's hard work. Healing work is hard work. So any of you that are really going through a healing journey, which is probably all of you, kudos, because it's hard. It's hard to look at yourself. And as I'm listening to each of them, I notice that none of them are using this word. And in the beginning of class, it was very different. Very, very different. So what does that tell me? It tells me that they are owning their experiences as unique to them. Now, as I have been watching this past year, watching and teaching, I have really, really enjoyed watching other lightworkers come into their own and step into their power and share their messages, share their insight, share their knowledge. And yesterday I was listening to another lightworker, I think it was on Instagram. And it's something that I too have been saying for a long time. So it's really great to hear it regurgitated. It's really great to hear the same messages come through them, because I know these things come through spirit. And that is that each of us has our own unique energetic signature. I'm gonna say it again. Each of us has our own unique energetic signature. Just like you have DNA that is unique to you, fingerprints that are unique to you. You may share physical features of your parents, but you still wear them as your own, just like you do your energy. Your energy is a collective of all of your experiences in this life and beyond and way before. It is a collective. So the way you have shown up in your life and walked through it is completely different than even your sibling. Your perspective of your life, your challenges, the way you've moved through those challenges or not, you're still here, so you've moved through them in some way, is unique to you. So when I talk about an energetic signature, I talk about your energetic body and the energy around you and what it's made up of. It's not just a pulsing light. It is created with your experiences. We experience energy from others continuously. All of our relationships, all of the interactions we have with people, with our environment, with places, with things, is an energetic exchange. You process the information from that energetic exchange in your body through your chakra system, and it brings you to a new awareness. You have an experience. You might dismiss it and think, oh, it was really nothing. It was just like I met someone today, and your first impression is da 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 da. Yeah, you had an energetic exchange, and you processed that information in your body, and you concluded XYZ. So that all weaves in to your energetic signature. And what I mean by that is when you show up, like the moment you're listening right now to this podcast, your energetic signature was different than 5 minutes ago, is different than it was 5 minutes ago. Because you are listening to something, your awareness is shifting, you're bringing that, you're exchanging it into your energy, and now your energy has shifted to sort of envelop that idea, that thought, that process that you just had. So while your energetic signature is unique to you, it is also always evolving. So why am I talking about this? What does this mean? And I'm going to go back to that word weird. It means that if you label things that are different, strange, unable to define, you might use the word weird, but then every single soul on this planet is weird because they all show up with this unique energetic signature. Their thoughts, their ideas, the way they show up in the world is based on this energetic signature. This is why we disagree or we agree. Because we have relative experiences that we live and can relate to others in a way that we can agree or disagree. But we can't fully 100% agree with the person sitting across from us because our energetic signatures are so unique that our views and our choices will always be different. So essentially, what I'm saying is we banish the word weird. We say that my experience has been, and therefore, da 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 da. And we also walk with grace when we are approached or approach another human, understanding that we will never agree or disagree on all things because our energetic signature is so unique to us. And the very, very last thing I want to say before I sign off and bid you adieu is that because your energetic signature is so unique to you and you are the only one that embodies it, use it to its fullest capability. Maximize it, step into your power, and do what you are meant to do. All my best. Thank you for listening, and as always, you can continue to support me on Anchor, where you can also find my other podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditations.